In the homily at the canonization of the saint we celebrate today, Pope Pius XII quotes from a very classic book called The Imitation of Christ, and he applies it to Saint Maria Goretti. It goes like this: "Though tested and plagued by a host of misfortunes, I have no fear. So long as your grace is with me, it is my strength, stronger than any adversary. It helps me and gives me guidance." Today's gospel, we see something quite similar. In the episode of the healing of the paralytic in Capernaum, you know, this reminds us and invites us to have faith and trust, like the people who are carrying the paralytic, that Jesus alone is capable of true healing. Jesus alone is capable of true healing and of restoring true meaning to our existence. The fathers of the church have seen in the paralyzed man the image of every human being whom sin prevents from moving about freely, from walking on the path of good, we can say. Because by taking root in the soul, evil binds the person and gradually paralyzes him. Especially in today's context of moral relativism, you know, along with other influence and other different factors, the moral conscience of many people can and do become seriously clouded. We can easily lose the sense of sin. And this is what happened to the murderer of Saint Maria Goretti, Alessandro Serenelli. And this is very grave, because the loss of consciousness of sin always entails, inevitably, a certain superficiality in the understanding of God's love. You know, this is why in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, you know, it says that you cannot tamper with the mystery of sin without undermining the mystery of Christ and all that he has done for us. And it is clear from today's gospel, like it is from the life of Saint Maria Goretti, that the so-called mysterium iniquitatis, that is the mystery of evil and sin, of which the condition of this paralyzed man, you know, reflects, and also, you know, what Alessandro's act embodies, this mysterium iniquitatis is trumped by the so-called mysterium pietatis, the mystery of our religion, as St. Paul calls it in his letter, in his first letter to Timothy. And what is this mysterium pietatis? St. John Paul II, in his apostolic exhortation, puts it very concisely, you know, in his apostolic exhortation of Reconciliatio et Penitentiae. He says the mysterium pietatis is the very mystery of Christ. And the expression epitomizes the mystery of the incarnation and redemption. Now, it is this mystery that is capable of penetrating to the hidden roots of our iniquity. This is the key to understanding the heroic gesture of Saint Maria Goretti. Her love for Christ enabled her to lay down her life, to choose death rather than sin. Her love for Christ enabled her to forgive her murderer. Her love for Christ and her faith eventually leads Alessandro to conversion, namely to true healing, to restoring the true meaning of his existence. So, even we see in the gospel today, it says, "Having noted their faith, our Lord said to the paralytic, 'My son, your sins are forgiven.'" And by doing this, our Lord makes it clear that first of all, he wanted to heal the spirit. And this is exactly what Saint Maria wanted. With her faith, even in the midst of the stabbings, she said, I want you to be with me in heaven. This is a sin. So all this makes it clear that the mysterium pietatis trumps the mysterium iniquitatis. We have to draw all this means is we have to draw ever closer to the mystery of Christ, just like Saint Maria Goretti. And let's do so through the Immaculate, who the mystery of iniquity left untouched. It is she who leads us to the unsearchable riches of Christ and guides us to discover his face more concretely, especially through the sacrament of penance. For we were not made for death. You know, on the contrary, Christ came to give us life so that we may have life and have it abundantly. Praise be Jesus and Mary.